And now, the Stonetree Afternoon News Dispatch. Saya of Saya's Alchemical Emporium is spearheading a new initiative to reduce a source of waste in the worlds of adventuring and alchemy. Potion bottle recycling. When you consume a potion, what do you do with the bottle? Do you carefully pack the bottle back in your pack and return to civilization with it? Have you got a small hoard of potion bottles? Do you, in fact, just toss the fragile glass bottle over your shoulder and call it good? You probably shouldn't do that. Littering is wrong. But also, Saya and alchemists all over Verhulgard are enacting this potion bottle recycling program. Here's Saya herself to tell us a little bit about it.
People don't realize this, but glass is expensive. Up to a third of the cost of potions is actually dedicated to obtaining the special glass bottles that hold the potions. That's why the Alchemist Association and Saya's Alchemical Emporium are piloting the Potion Bottle Recycling Program. It's simple. When you consume your potions, save the bottles and return them to a participating alchemist, and you will receive a 5 silver discount on whichever potion you purchase to replace it.
Participating alchemists here in Stonetree include Saya's Alchemical Emporium and Concoctions by Carlovan. For a complete listing of participating shops across Verhulgard, visit your local Alchemists Association office. In other news, a dog with a sword has been spotted.
Hear ye, a message from the king for Wizard Erenthyr Gold.
Can it wait a minute? I'm sort of in the middle of something. You know, live?
Absolutely not.
Fine. What's the message?
His Royal Majesty, King Albano IV, does hereby command Wizard Gold to deal with the rogue necromancer, an aspiring lich who stylizes himself as Baron Tibia.
Oh, a call to adventure. No thanks. I'm retired. And I've got a lot going on here with the radio station and all.
I don't think you understand. This is a royal command. You cannot refuse.
What? Why me? There are lots of adventurers working who are more than qualified to deal with some necromancer.
His Majesty the King is holding your broadcast service, and by extension, you, personally responsible for the activities of Baron Tibia, formerly known as Gorobeld, whom your station gave the idea to seek lichdom.
Who? Oh, that color. Who I specifically told not to seek lichdom. And then I played a disclaimer. We're not responsible for the things people do after listening.
Nevertheless, His Majesty King Albano IV demands that you, Wizard Gold, deal with the necromancer or cause him to be dealt with.
But I... Wait. Cause him to be dealt with? That's your Stonetree Afternoon News Dispatch. Hey, so I have a question about necromancy.
Sure thing. Shoot.
How exactly do necromancers go about becoming liches?
Erenthyr, after all that guff you gave me about the illegal zombies I accidentally made, and now you want to become a lich? For shame.
I'm not trying to become a lich. I have to stop someone from becoming a lich, which I felt entailed knowing how they plan to do it so I can stop them.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a fairly nasty piece of magic. Ripping your own soul out and putting it into another container.
Oh, really? I never would have guessed.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the inadvisability of modifying your own soul, it's... You aren't supposed to do that. Souls aren't designed that way, and it takes an ongoing source of power to maintain. You can either make regular sacrifices of humanoid life, or constantly drain life energy from the environment around you. That's why it's illegal.
Right, but that's once it's started, once they're already a lich. At the beginning, what does the process call for?
So this is incredibly reductive, but...
Erenthyr here. I thought I should include the very, very general basics of becoming a lich, but I'm not going to be accused of helping anyone else achieve lichdom. So I have heavily censored this next section. I left just enough for you all to get a feel for the process, but not enough for you to replicate it at all. Okay, back to it, sorry.
You're gonna start with the bag or what have you, and you're going to take out, you know, 25 from it, and then you're going to add a certain amount of bag into the bag, stomach it, or mix it up for about, and then it's going to incubate for anywhere from 6. It gets pulled, and then you're going to take a portion from that, add it into the vitus, which then you're going to have to heat for a. While that's heating, you load the spurs into. It requires an immense amount of death energy. Stabs the repeatedly with the and then reads it for. At this point, the necromancer needs to spend several hours incubating, absorbing the necromantic death energy. It is also this point where the necromancer ceases to live. But as he's actively absorbing the death energy, the imminent lich is basically invincible, so I try to stop him before that.
So, okay. Death energy. Sounds like the biggest challenge is getting enough death energy for the ritual. Where would you get that much?
Like, mass sacrifice. Hundreds of people, all at once, or the equivalent.
That's horrible. Sorry, equivalent?
Yeah. Every death leaves behind a residue, a death energy. But some deaths leave more and stronger death energy.
And which deaths are those?
People with power, life experience, or the like. Wizards and knights and legendary thieves, stuff like that.
Adventurers.
If you like. Any place where a lot of adventurers have died could be used to power the transformation.
What, like the adventuring hotspots?
I guess? If a lot of adventurers have died in those places.
Okay, hold on. Here's a map. If I had to guess the most popular adventuring destinations, oh, let's see. The ruined city of Ragnvaldr? The Hypaethral Palace? Oh, Captain Red Tusk's Island? The Frost Caverns of Griegar Spartak? Probably the Lair of Greenscale. Yeah, each of those claims dozens of adventurers every year.
Well, Greenscale is still in our lair, right? You can probably eliminate that one, unless you think Greenscale would be cool with letting a necromancer conduct a lengthy ritual in her home.
No, I don't think she would. But I don't think it's reasonable to set guards on the other sides.
You wouldn't need to. Any cleric of Stalinvor can do a ritual to cleanse the death energy.
So, in order to prevent this mad necromancer from achieving lichdom, I just need to send a cleric and some adventurers to all of the most dangerous places on Verhulgard to perform a ritual cleansing the death energy of hundreds of other adventurers.
Yep. Have fun with that.
So, I need a strong sword arm.
Of course! Anything you need, my sorceress friend!
I haven't told you what I want yet.
It matters not! I trust you implicitly to lead me to adventure and glory!
Oh, good. Thanks. So, I'm asking some people I know to deal with this for me. I'm paying the expenses, and there's a reward from the crown.
That's great, but, well, what's this guy done?
Garibald? Or Baron Tibia, as he's styled himself? Well, he's seeking to become a lich, the worst sort of necromancer. The process involves a lot of, like, living sacrifice, and will poison the land for miles around where it takes place.
You mean he's gonna kill people just so he can live longer?
Well, technically, no. He dies as part of the process. Except in spirit, yes, that's exactly what it'll be.
That sucks. That kind of obnoxious wizardry really pisses me off.
So you're in?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What do you want?
I'm putting together a party to deal with a lich problem.
Not interested.
Oh. Okay. I'll just see if there are any other sneaky types in here that are interested in a royal pardon.
What?
I've arranged a sort of parole for whoever agrees to help me, and on the completion of the job, there will be a royal pardon. Clean slate. All past crimes forgiven.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And of course there's the treasure. Lots of expensive components involved in becoming a lich. Golden urns, jewel-encrusted skulls, that sort of thing. I imagine whoever goes gets an equal share. Too bad you aren't interested, though.
I'll do it. Trust me. No one in here is more qualified than me to fight this lich or whatever.
I thought you might say that.
A lich, you say? An abomination unto Stormvor. But, why me? There are many other clerics, more bombastic and martial, perhaps.
Yes, but I need someone a bit sensible. A calming influence, I hope. A mediator.
Oh dear. Who else have you asked?
Theobor Bloodaxe, Sir Gwythyr Awain, and Alias the Thief. I know you've worked with Theobor in the past, and the other two can be a bit...
I completely understand. Of course, how could I refuse such an important mission?
I think that should do it. A party of four? Muscle and Brawn with Sir Gwythyr and Theobor. Stealth and Cunning from Alias, and Gilroy can handle the rituals and healing.
Aren't you going with them?
I don't think I need to. I'll just check in on them every so often. And I think I can mine their quest for programming. I bet it'll result in some interesting stories for all of them.
If you say so.
Trust me. What could go wrong?